Okay, so we're going to try to do the Rambams again over here in Hilchos Yom Tov. So there's two issues with the Rambam that we have to try to... there are two problems you have to work out with the Rambam. I mean, in general, you have this problem in the Rambam. Right? One is trying to figure out what he means, right? And the other is where it's coming from. Now, you can have a Rambam that... is stating a position that's not found in the Gemara, that itself is a difficulty. And it might cast some doubt upon your interpretation of what he's saying. If it's ambiguous what he's saying, it's not good to come out with something that's not found anywhere in any Gemara. But nonetheless, I mean, you still have to try to be true to what he's saying and then see if you can figure it out from the sugya. So what do we have over here? The problem over here is that he references an idea of mitoch, right? That's the main problem. He references an idea of mitoch, which the Gemara brings up on Yud Beis Amud Aleph in Beitza. And the Gemara over there applies it to every malacha. I mean, every malacha of ochel nefesh, shechita, bishul. But the plain reading of the Rambam is that he only says mitoch by two malachos, hotza and havara. And that creates a tremendous difficulty because it doesn't seem to be a shita like that, and also his lashon itself is confusing. I mean, I didn't tell you to go through any of the other achronim, but lashon is confusing. The lashon is not clear. The Magid Mishnah tries to work it out that because the Rambam speaks about malachos you know, that have ochel nefesh, don't have ochel nefesh, makes it seem like certain malachos are completely mutter, which is a mitoch idea. So why doesn't he call it mitoch? Right? So the Magid Mishnah basically wants to say that he does hold mitoch by other malachos. The only thing is, he had to explain it more by hotzah and havara. Right? Some of the other achronim say because hotzah and havara are more like a machshir. Right, so those he had to explain it by, but essentially the Magid Mishnah holds that really he holds for mitoch and olmalachos that have ochel nefesh, but that leads to problems too. That leads to two kinds of problems. One is the Rambam himself by Bishul says that that it is also to be mevashel for akum goy lechol. Right, and you don't say mitoch. He doesn't mention mitoch. And also, the Rambam in Hilchos in the end of Perek Aleph, also by warming up water for your to wash your body. Right, he doesn't say mitoch. He says that's ochel nefesh. Why does he have to mention that's ochel nefesh? It's just because of mitoch. Right, why does he have to give a reason that it's mutter to warm up water on Yontif? It's just bishul. It's because he has me in the right. In other words, he doesn't say by a medura. He doesn't say by medura that it's mutter l'schamim k'neged medura because it's ochel nefesh l'schamim kol gufo. Right? He just says in halacha dalid that it's mutter l'havir shelo l'tzarach ochel nefesh shelo l'tzarach achila. Right? All right. That question is not clear unless you're really holding in the sugya. We'll have to clarify that a little later. You understand the question? That was the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph has two cases, right? Boiling water to bathe in, and making a fire to heat yourself up by, right? And both of them it says machlokes b'Shammai v'Beis Hillel. So you see a funny thing, but the Rambam says that by the water he brings that down as a separate halacha, and Tez Zayin. That you're allowed to warm up water because it's bichlal lachiyah v'shasiya, right? Ve'osin osa biyom tov shenemar ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh l'chol shetzarach aguf, right? Meaning that what? It's not mitoch. That itself is ochel nefesh. But by mavir, he says specifically in Dalet, mutter lahavir af pishen l'tzarach achila. Right? So the Rambam himself splits up. The same Mishnah has both, and he splits it up. Sounds like he really is treating Havara differently from other malachos. right? And also he says openly, right, in Dalet, what does he say in Dalet? In Gimel, he says, if you made challah on Yontif, you can't burn it. If you have to take challah on Yontif and it's tameh, you can't burn it. Why? Because he says, shesreifas kodshim shenitmu mitzvasei, right? Vasiyas melocha she'enu l'tzarach achila is an asei and a los asei. I mean, isn't that fairly open? That he's not saying mitoch? You don't say mitoch? No, that's a good question. Is that Havara? Yeah, that is Havara, right? That's burning. That's a good problem. Now also on Dalet he says what? And then if you're gonna go with the Magid Mishnah's route, so then the problem is you get is Megavin. Right? You get Megavin is a problem. Because Megavin is mutter. But you don't say bona is mutter according to the Rambam like Tosis does. Right? Yeah. Alright, so what I think is like, what do you guys say? If you were just reading these Rambams straight, without worrying about the sugyas, what would you say? Kol malocha shechayavin aleha b'shabbos im osa osa b'yom tov shelo l'tzarach achila loka. Take a look. I just want to show you one thing. Take a look at the lechem mishnah on Dalet. Right? He says like this. Nira de kavonas arava magidzal shehuksha lo b'divrei rabbeinu. So what's the magid mishnah's problem? Because he has a question in the Rambam. Demashma mi devarav da afilu bibinia ve'ariga im osa l'tzarach achila mutter. Right? Because shekach kosav kol malacha. The problem is like this. The Rambam starts out and says, any malacha that you chayav on Shabbos, if you did it not for achila, you get malchus. So the implication is if you did it for achila, it's okay. And it's talking about what malacha is? Every malacha. Right? So that's the Rav and Magid's problem. Because according to the plain mashmos of that first half of the Rambam, it implies that anything that you did for achila would be good, right? Im osa shelo letzarach mashma dim osa letzarach mutter, right? It's the lechem mishnah. Afilu b'niya v'ariga v'zei efsha sherehu kosev lemata shekol she'ein bo tzarach achila aser. But you can't learn that way, because in the end he says, if it doesn't have a tzarach, it's asur, gong ksiva riga. Mashma afilu osa litzarach. Problem is, the Ram starts out with a tzarach-based approach, and in the end he ends up with like a, intrinsically related-based approach. So that was what was bothering the Magid Mishnah. So he says, v'chein kasav l'malu, v'chola osa bechad mehem malacha sheinu litzarachila, kigon shebona. So that doesn't say that you didn't do it l'tzarach achila. It says it doesn't have in it l'tzarach achila. L'kach tiritz, the Lashon Rabbeinu zal kemo hafach. So that's why the Magid Mishnah has to say the Rambam really intends the opposite. His words are sort of inverted. V'kavanasa lomar, kol malacha she'eino l'tzarach achila. Right? She'asa osa b'yom tov loke. So you gotta just reverse some of the words, and then you're fine, right? Mm-hmm. Don't read it kol malacha im osa osa shelo l'tzarach achila. Read it kol malacha she'eino l'tzarach achila, right? Categorical, right? Kevan she'ikara eino l'tzarach afal pi she'osa l'tzarach, right? Any of those, any malacha that you did, even though you did it for a tzarach achila, if it doesn't have in it a tzarach achila, chut miha atzov avar, shafilu shasom shlo tzarach mutter. Right, hold on. Ulezeh hukshalo maishno atzov avar. But then he gets stuck, so why should those two malachas be any different? Right? So that's why he has to say that those needed an extra explanation. But really, it's all categorical. What's that? Yeah, now what does the Rambam say by Kibbutz? He says on Dalet Beis, Afal pi shehutra havara biyom tov shelo letzarach, osur lichbos es ha'esh afilu huvaro letzarach achila. Can't put out the fire, even though you can make a fire, shelo letzarach, You can't put out a fire, even if it was made for tzarach achila. What kind of havamina is it made for tzarach achila? Shehakiboy malacha, ve'ein bo tzarach achila klal. Kiboy is a malacha that has no tzarach achila in it. Yeah. Ukeshem shei mechabenes eish, kachim mechabenes aner. Vim kava loka, kemisha orag obana. Yeah. But then what does he say? He says, Ein mechabenes adaleka kedei lehatzel mamon biyom tov, right? Ein mechabenes nevni tashrish amita. You can't put out a fire for any of these reasons, even if your house is burning down. Even if you need a place to eat, right? And then he's like this, Ein me'ashnin beketores biyom tov neshu mechabe. You can't smoke up ketores on Yom Tov because there's kiboy in there. So that's interesting.
How's a kiboy in there?
How is a kiboy in there? And why didn't he say havara? Right, why doesn't he say because you're burning these things? It focuses only on the kiboy.
Well, burning is going to be mitoch.
So burning is going to be mitoch. So burning, you'll say, is mitoch. So you see, though, what if the burning is mitoch, so why can't you say the kiboy is mitoch?
Because kiboy is never allowed.
Because kiboy is never allowed. Okay, so kiboy is categorically out. Okay, so that's for us to focus on the mitoch. Then it's like this: Vafilu lahariach ba ve'ein tzarach lomer legamer sabayis v'sakelim shu aser. Even if you want to smell it, certainly not to spice up the house and the kelim, because that apparently is something that only finicky people need. But then he says like this, Umutir la'ashen tachas haperos kidei sheyukhshiru la'achila.
Smoke the peaches.
Smoke the peaches. I don't know. That's delicious?
Yeah, they're good.
Kidei sheyukhshiru la'achila. Sounds like he's saying more than just smoke peaches, no? Like it actually has to make them roy. Kemosha mutter litzlos basar ala esh. Just like you're allowed to roast meat on the fire. So what does he bring this in over here? What does that have to do with anything? Because that, I mean, I didn't tell you to go through the sugya, but there's a complicated gemara over there in Beitza about that when you put meat on the fire. There is a little bit of kiboy that's going on. Yeah, there is a little bit of kiboy that's coming out. So why is that a tzarach achila? I mean, what was around but a minute ago? I mean, why is he certainly bringing this into the kiboy business, no?
It seems like he's contradicting himself and just saying that you can do a tzarach achila.
Right. Now he's saying you can't do a tzarach achila. Sounds like you can't do it, Zarachil.
We can explain Havara now, why it's only a transfer.
What's that?
Why is Havara only a transfer? We didn't get around to that?
No, we didn't get around to that yet. Okay, so I think like this. So there are two basic approaches. If you're going to take the Magen Mishnah's approach in the Rambam, there are two ways I saw that the Achronim try to get around the bona cheese conundrum. One is the Pnei Yehoshua. He had an answer. It's interesting. I entertained this thought, but he really, I can't remember why we dismissed it, but he wants to say that maybe making cheese is not bona. The Rambam says it's bona in Shabbos. But that is if you're making it for later. But if you're making it for today, that's not like bona. But he himself says it's very weak and there's no real raya for anything like that. But...
Wait, it would be bona if you're making it on Shabbos?
The Rambam says if you make cheese on Shabbos, it's bona.
So,
but
on Yom Tov, it's...
Oh, so then the Rambam says don't make cheese on Yom Tov because you can make it earlier. You could have made it yesterday, right? Yeah. So the Rambam's sheet in general is even Ochel Nefesh is not mutter if you could have done it yesterday, right? But the problem is, but that implies though that doing it today is not Nisa Malacha, right? It's just because you could have done it yesterday. It really would be mutter because of Ochel Nefesh. But in Shabbos, he says openly, that's one of the examples he gives of bona, is making cheese. So that... is mutter for ochel nefesh. Even though he says like 20 times, bona is one of those cases that is usher because there's no ochel ein botzar ochel nefesh. Right? But you see, no, making cheese is bona. And there's a tzarech ochel nefesh. Why don't you say mitoch? And when the Rambam says it's asr on Yom Tov to be bona, he's not saying it's midarabona because he's getting malchus on it. It's very clear. Very clear, he holds every bona to be daraisa.
He talks about cheese, though?
Talks about cheese, yeah. Talks about cheese in Perek Gimel, I think. He just passing by. He just passes by. He says, Ein osin gvina, Perek Gimel lochi yibiz. Shem gova meir of Yom Tov, ein bezeh chesron tam. No biggie. You didn't lose any time. So, but it's not bona. But it's not an Isra Malacha on Yom Tov. Right? So why? So if you're going to tell me mitoch, and mitoch means any malacha that has an achila in it is mutter. So then why? So then, and we see that bona has cheese making in it. So why isn't bona mutter on Yom Tov? Ram says countless times you get malchus for bona on Yom Tov. So there's two ways to go in that. Either you're going to say like the Pnei Yeshua, which he himself is very, unsure of, that making cheese is only really bona if it's like l'hiskayim. Like you're making it for, to preserve it. But you just, making it to eat it, that's like bona almanas listor type of a thing. But he himself is not really sure about it, and all the other achronim pile on and say it's ridiculous. Where do you ever get such a thing like that from? But it's funny. I think the Shlomo Zalman Aruch has something like that about bona for the day. He says not a bona. But anyway, I don't remember. I have to look into that with the refrigerator. That was one of his things. Like turning, if you say closing a circuit is bona, if you're just doing it for to take it away, it's not real bona. He had one of those possibilities. But anyway, that's different. I mean, it's that the binyan itself is not really set.
Let's see if you're like building it like a real model one that you're gonna keep for a long time.
Right. Right. No, you're right. I mean, like people say, you make a puzzle to glue it together. That you shouldn't do. Right. But here it's a little different. Here they want to say that that's a different thing, because there the chibur itself is not really permanent chibur. But you're saying your intention to make it permanent is like you're making it permanent. Here they're saying the opposite way. Even though the chibur itself is really by nature permanent, the cheese is not gonna. The cheese is really one thing now. But if your intention is to eat it later, then it's like you haven't really done a full bona. I mean, that's one teretz. The other teretz is, this is the more sensible of the terutzim, if you're going to force yourself down a teretz to get a teretz, is you're going to have to say that you break up av and told on Yom Tov differently. Then when you say mitoch, it doesn't go by the av. It'll go by the tolda. And bona by cheese, the Rambam says, is a tolda of bona. So you have to say on Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, mitoch doesn't go up to the av. It stays in the tolda, right? Okay. But I was thinking. But let's say you go straight. Let's say you go straight with the Rambam. Right. Let's say you go straight with the Rambam. So what would you say over here? What would you say if you go straight with the Rambam? Hold on one second. Okay, so I say like this. If you just go with this, what do you say? Like, what do you say? A straight reading the Rambam. Ready? Let's work it out. Clear. Kol malacha shechayavin oleha b'shabbos. Im asa osa b'yom tov shelo letzor hachila loke. Right? So what's he saying first? He's saying first that what? If you did a malacha on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, not for the purpose of malacha, not for the purpose of ochel nefesh, you're going to get malchus. Okay? Except for two cases. Hotzo'o mirishus l'rishus and avara. Right? Because by them we say mitoch. Okay? So those two malachas alone are different than all other malachas. Okay? So then you say like this. any malacha that you do, not for the purpose of achila, you'll get malchus on. Okay? Now here's the problem. Everybody, what leads to the problem is to assume the reverse of that statement is true. To assume the reverse, that therefore any malacha you do litzarach ochel nefesh is mutter. But the Rambam doesn't say that. Let's just stick with what the Rambam says first. All he says is the lav. You'll get malchus for any malacha you do, if you don't do it for the purpose of ochel nefesh. Okay, except for two. Okay, then he says like this. So that's the first. So those two malachas are unique. Even though they're not done for the tzarach of achila, right, they are mutter. So if I want to turn on a light to see, if I want to light a fire to see, right, assuming I don't have a problem with motzi eishmev on him, right, just the burning of new material itself. So you don't say, well, there's no ochel nefesh involved in there, right? Vishar malachos, any malacha aside for those malachos of Hotzoa Navara, kol sheyesh bo tzarach achila mutter. Okay, now here's the problem. The problem is, so then that sounds like it's contradicting the Rambam. But why can't we just say simple? Why can't we just say simple? This is in addition to what he said before. Right? In other words, there are two rules according to the Rambam. One is that any malacha that's done shelo letzarach achila you get malchus on, aside from tzoron havara. Okay, so that means that you always have to have a tzarach achila. If you want to have a heter, and we're not talking about tzoron havara, there must be a tzarach achila. Right? But even if there is, that's shar malachos. Shar malachos need a tzarach achila in order to be in the running. But even though there is, even though you do it litzarach achila, now the Rambam continues. Kol sheyesh bo tzarach achila mutter. And kol she'ein bohen tzarach achila is aser. It's just very simple. Now, the Rambam is saying you need two things to be mutter on Yom Tov. You have to have it has to have a purpose of achila, and it has to have in the malacha a tzarach achila. See, the Rambam is of the position that machshirim are aser. The Rambam is of the position that machshirei ochel nefesh are aser. Does not hold from Rabbi Yehuda's shita that you can sharpen a knife on Yom Tov. Even for Shechita. The only thing the Rambam calls machshirei ochel nefesh like making spices. He calls it machshirei ochel nefesh. Still has to be within the ochel nefesh, but as a machshir for more ochel nefesh. In other words, you don't eat the spices, but they are part of the achila. Right? See the halacha on the Rambam he has by sharpening the knife. He says you can't sharpen the knife in the normal way. Does not hold machshirei ochel nefesh like Rabbi Yehuda. Where is that? That wasn't in Dalad. Ein mash test. I'll test. Ein mashchiz nesasaked mashchezes shelo. You're not allowed to use the real mashchezes. Ovo mechadda al gabi ha'etz, al gabi charash, o even, ve'ein morin dovers el rabim. Kdei shelo yavo lechadda v'mashchezes. Yep. So the Ram holds that you have to do it with a shinoi. It's not mutter to sharpen a knife in the normal way. You have to do it with a shinoi. And even that, you don't tell people. Because they might do it kidarka. Right? And then he says a funny thing. Avalim eina yichol b'medvar murim b'shi yichol lachtoch b'dochek oshin nifkema. Avalim eina yichol lachtoch klal ein mashchiz nosa. One of those reverse kind of logics. When are you allowed to sharpen the knife on the wood or the stone? when you can use it anyway. But if you can't use it at all, then you can't do that. Why? Because then you're going to come to use the right thing. If you really can't use it at all, then it's, then you really need a serious sharpening, and you're going to go to the normal thing. But so what I want to say is like this. I want to say the Rambam is straight. The Rambam really holds, he holds two things. He holds that there is, that by Hotzah and Havara, he holds a Mitoch. He really holds a Mitoch by Hotzah and Havara. Right? But by all other Malachas, he does not hold from Mitoch. By all other Malachas, he does not hold from Mitoch. And he holds, you need a Tzarech Achila, and in the Malacha has to be a Maisa, has to be the product of Achila. So for Bona, there's no problem. That's what the Rambam means. When the Rambam says to be Bona is Aser, that means Letzarech Achila is Aser. Because that means that you cannot be Matir Bona just because of a Tzarech Achila, like Tosis holds. If I need an oven, for instance, to bake bread in, I can't be bona that oven. Because that's not called yesh bo tzarech achila. But legavein, to make cheese, it's letzarech achila and it's yesh bo. Now, what I'm saying is that Rama has no categorical exclusions, except Hotzah and Havara. Everything else he holds, it needs to have a matir intrinsically from both sides. From the purpose and the identity of the malacha itself.
And you have the opinion? So you identity of the malacha?
Yeah, so bona would be a good example. If I want to do bona because I need to have an oven, or my house is falling down, I don't have a place to eat, so that would be a bona letzarech achila. Right? I'd be building letzarech achila. But would that be in the binyan? Would there be in the product of the bona itself? It wouldn't be yesh bo tzarech achila. That would be like a machshir of tzarech achila. Ram holds is no heter for the machshir. It has to be kol sheyesh bo achila. So to be bona cheese is mutter because it's letzarech achila, and that binyan itself is machshir the ochel.
Right. Can you ever have the latter without the former?
If I'm cooking for a guy. No, it's not everybody's tzarech achila is mutter. It has to be a tzarech achila of the yom of Jews. So, like if I do bishul, that's why the Rambam has other cases. What I'm saying is that according to the Rambam, even bishul, there's no mitoch on. There's no mitoch on anything other than Hotzah v'Havara. And that's why he says by being mevashel chamin for rechitza, that's only mutter because it's ochel nefesh itself. And kiboy, when he says by kiboy, so he has to differentiate. Kiboy is not so simple. See, normally kiboy is really just like a machshir. Because I am mechabeh in order that my house doesn't get stinked up. Right? Or I'm a chabeh that the food doesn't burn. That's not part of the hechsher. The only time it's part of the hechsher, according to the Rambam, is when it's part of the cooking itself. That's the only time that the kiboy is mutter. The only time you can consider kiboy part of ochel nefesh is when it's part of the hechsher of the ochel itself. Otherwise, that was in Dalit, the Rambam is trying to explain that don't think these things are mutter because Havara Shlol Tzarech is mutter. They have an element of kiboy. The only time the kiboy is not a problem is when it's like tzli itself. It was when it's part of the Hechsher Ochel. You really can turn kiboy into, even kiboy can become mutter. If it's part of the very Maisa of the Hechsher. Anything that's not part of the Maisa Hechsher is always going to be considered Ein Bo. So he's saying in general, kiboy is Ein Bo. So you can't use it. I'll have to think about the kiboy a little bit more. But it's very nice of me to say this. But I think it works out if you work through it. But the question is, where is this coming from? So that's what I want to show you where it's coming from.
What about, why does he have to specify heating of water?
Oh, because that's bishul. So bishul has to be only for achila. Any malacha has every
malacha. Why is that allowed, actually?
That's a good question. That's a good question. So it's only, see, I think what happens is like this. Take a look. I think what happens is like this. You see, where does this come from? It comes from the clash between the Gemara in Yud Beis, the Gemara in Beitza, and the Gemara in Ksubas. Okay, take a look at the Gemara in Ksubas, right? We'll just go through it outside. Everybody's got it clear? So basically, the Gemara goes like this. That the question was, is it mutter to have beer Rishona on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Right? So there's a whole derech of learning that it's mutter, because it's however way you go, dam mifkad poker, chibur michbar, but whichever way you go, there's a way of saying it's mutter, right? Okay, so that would be fine. But Rav Papa said it's mutter on Yom Tov and Usr on Shabbos. Am I right? Is it Rav Papa? Yeah. So Rav Papi said to Rav Papa, what do you mean? San Zayin Amar Alf and Ksubas. Why are you saying it's mutter on Yom Tov and Usr on Shabbos? So by the fact that you say it's Usr on Shabbos, you must hold as an Isser. Okay? So if you're going to say it's an Isser, apparently he held it was an Isser Chabura. So if you're going to say there's an Isser Chabura on Shabbos, why is it mutter on Yom Tov? It's also an Isser Chabura on Yom Tov. Right? So Rav Papi said, it must be that you hold mitoch. And since we see that Chabura is mutter on Yom Tov. Since we see what? That you can do Shechita, because Shechita is a Chabura. So that must be your svar. You must be learning mitoch shehutra Chabura letzaruch, hutra nami shelo letzaruch. Right? Is that the way the Gemara goes? Yep. So he says, oh, but then according to you, you should be able to do, you should be megamer. Because that's also, that Gemara happens to be a big problem for the Rambam. But okay. But it's also considered mitoch shehutra letzaruch, hutra nami shelo letzaruch. Right? So what was Rav Papa's answer? So Rav Papa's answer was, ach hashei yochel chol nefeshu levado yeyaseh lochem. Meaning what? It has to be shavah l'kol nefesh. Now there's a machlokus in the Rishonim, how do you interpret this whole Gemara? So anyway, before you get to that though, there's an open problem. Everybody who knows these two sugyas is going to be faced with this problem. What is Rav Papi's problem? Why is Rav Papi surprised to hear about this idea of mitoch? Doesn't he know the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amar Aleph in Beitza? That says openly that Hillel, Beis Hillel holds mitoch. He sounds like Rav Papa. He sounds like he's blaming the whole sheet of mitoch on Rav Papa. And without Rav Papa, he wouldn't have had any problem of mitoch. But he himself had to hold from a mitoch, because Beis Hillel says you can carry a cotton on Yantif. Isn't that mitoch? So why did he not have a problem of mitoch? Okay. So Tosis asked this question. Tosis asks questions. Well, everyone asks questions. What is Tosis' answer? He gives two answers. Either he did not hold from mitoch. He himself held like the other tirots in the Gemara. That even though the Gemara said that Beis Hillel held, there's no hotza on Yom Tov. Even though the Gemara had kashas on that, he wasn't dissuaded from that. Or what? That he held that even mitoch, because Tosis' sheet in general is mitoch is only mutl tzarach, right? That even the heter of mitoch has to be a tzarech that's common. Whatever kind of a svar that is. I have no idea. Right? And the Ramban also has a similar approach. The Ramban says that this Gemara limits the heter of mitoch to things that are shavah l'kol nefesh. That's what the Ramban says. Right? In other words, but what are they both doing? They're both saying that really Rav Papi held from a mitoch. Tosa's second answer in the Ramban. Rav Papi held from a mitoch, but he held from a limited mitoch. Right? Or that's what comes out of the sugya, at least. What comes out of the sugya is that you wind up with a limited mitoch. You need a mitoch that's mutter l'chol nefesh. That's shava l'chol nefesh. Right? That's why Tosa's paskins. Tosa says that... Okay. But there's another problem. Another problem is, why does the Gemara on Chaf Aleph in Beitza say that that you can wash your hands and not your body? Right? Beishame omrim lo yachim adam chamin l'raglav ilam kein ru'uyin l'shasiyo b'silu matirin. So Beishame says you can't heat up water to wash your feet unless you can drink the water. And Tosa says that according to Beishame, you really have to drink the water before you wash your feet, I hope. Right? Because Beishame doesn't hold for mitoch. Right? So it has to really be that you're cooking the water for shasiyah too. So you're allowed to cook a lot more than you need. But according to Beis Hillel, but the problem is according to Beis Hillel, why is it only l'raglav? According to Beis Hillel, why is it limited to raglav? If he holds for mitoch, he can cook water for any reason. Right? So that's what Tosa says, because it has to be shavah l'chol nefesh. In other words, that's what Tosa learns. Tosa learns this Mishnah together with the Gemara in Ksubos, that even though Beis Hillel holds from a mitoch, we see in Ksubos that it has to be a mitoch is only limited to a tzarach, that we know already from Yud Beis. Tosas in general holds it has to be limited to a tzarach. But not only any tzarach, has to be a tzarach hashavah l'kol nefesh. Right? But he's learning the mitoch straight through with the modification of tzarach of shavah l'kol nefesh. That's why Tosas holds it'd be an issa d'oraisa to heat up water on Yom Tov to take a shower for your body. Because the old is not, it's not shavah l'kol nefesh. They did not like showers. They were not into full body bathing.
Regilus thing, right?
Right. Apparently it would be, I don't know. Regilus is also a modification of something like that. Right. That was his havamina. The regilus was Rav Puppy's havamina. He thought it had to be more than just shavah l'kol nefesh. It had to actually be common. Right. But I think the Rambam is learning differently. I think the Rambam is learning like this. The Rambam is learning that our Gemara in Yud Beis Amud Aleph assumed that when Beis Hillel said mitoch shehutra hotzar l'tzarach hutra nami shelo l'tzarach, that sugi was assuming that all malachos are like that. Okay, and that's where all the questions come from, because the Gemara in Yud Beis applies it to shechita and bishul. Right, so the question is, if the Rambam is learning, is paskening mitoch, so just like the Gemara assumed it was going for everything, it should also be going for everything going to the Rambam. Why is he singling out these two malachos? But I think that the Rambam saw when the Gemara got to Ksubas, he was bothered with Tosa's question of Rav Puppy. Why is Rav Puppy asking about mitoch like it's a chiddush? We know it from Yud Beis Amud Aleph and Beitza. And what is Rav Papa's answer? Acha sheyeochel. But I think the Rambam learned it like this. He said that Rav Papi assumed the Mishnah was limited to Hotzah. He just disagreed with the Gemara's extension of Mitoch to Shechita and Bishul. He wasn't disagreeing with the Mitoch of Hotzah, but he held Hotzah is different. So he said, of course I know the Mishnah in Beitza that mitoch shehutra hotzar l'tzarach hutra nami shelo l'tzarach. That's an open sheet of Beis Hillel. But according to you, you're extending it even to Shechita. So if you're extending it to Shechita, you should even extend it to... Now here's the problem. The Gemara should have said Kiboy, but it says Havara. But anyway, we'll have to let the Ram deal with that. But that's what surprised Rav Papi. That it's more than Hotzah. Now, what was Rav Papa's answer? That you're mistaken. I am not extending mitoch to Chabura. I am expanding the definition of Shavah L'chol Nefesh. You understand?
I mean, that's not part of mitoch.
It's not part of mitoch. The reason that Chabura is mutter, the reason by the Chabura of the Besula is mutter on Yom Tov, is not a mitoch from Shechita. You understand? It's within the very definition of Ochel Nefesh. Ochel nefesh doesn't just mean ochel achila, it means kol hana'os haguf. So that's the way the Rambam comes out. He holds from the Gemara from the Mishnah in Beitza, right? You have to discount the Gemara. The Gemara thought mitoch from the Mishnah would extend to all malachos. But what we see in Ksubos is that the Gemara rejected that possibility. And it said, no, we don't get to Shechita because of mitoch. We don't go from Shechita to Besula from mitoch. We go from Shechita to Chaburas Besula because of Ochel Nefesh itself. So it comes out, the Ram holds two things. Oh, but Hotzah is the only case where we have to have a mitoch. You understand? Because Hotzah is a different kind of a malacha. See, I think the Magen Mishnah is right about that. That Hotzah and Havara are exceptional. But that was the question. That was the question. Can you learn from the Gemara, from Rav Papi's question to Rav Papa, that why was he surprised about the application of mitoch to Chabura, right? The Rambam's answer was because he held al pisvara that the mitoch of Hotzah is unique. That since Hotzah itself is not a malacha that has any tzarech in it, like the Magen Mishnah says, it has no tzarech ba. It doesn't produce anything. Therefore, it needed, that's the only case where if the Torah is matir, it has to be matir completely. That's an exception. But you don't need to say that by the other malachos. The other malachos are mutter beyond achila because ochel nefesh itself implies more than achila. And that's what the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam says on the Mishnah in Beitza, by the Mayim. See, he says, Beishama, he says, Klal advarm, ki cham en shuchm biyom tov, ein arochitz ben kol gufo. That's separate, because he holds a merchatz. He says, lefi she'ikara mima she'omar, acha she'i ochel l'chol nefesh, eino nichnas tachtov hanos aguf, mi b'chutz. When the Ram defines the machlokas of Beishama, Beishila, and Chof Aleph, he says the machlokus is in the idea of ochel nefesh itself. He says Beis Shammai holds ochel nefesh only is limited to hanoos, does not include hanoos haguf mibachutz, and Beis Hillel holds it does include hanoos mibachutz. But he doesn't say the machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is mitoch, right in the Pirush Rishnayos. He doesn't say the machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is whether you hold from mitoch. He says the machlokus is whether you hold ochel nefesh is mutter. Ochel nefesh includes achilos dafka or kol hanaos aguf. Right? But, so that's the way the Ram, I think that's the way the Ram comes out. That he's learned, now the only question is where does he get Havara from? That's the only mystery. It's an interesting thing. If you look at the Mishnah on Hotzah, so the Rambam says, "Ubeis Hillel Omrim Shemitoch Shehutra Hotzah Letzarach Achila Hutra Shelo Letzarach Ukemochein Omru Mitoch Hutra Havar Letzarach Hutra Shelo Letzarach Vezehu Ikar Amiti." If you look in the Kafach, he says that last line about Havara, the Rambam added in later. It's an interesting thing. He added that in later. Because it really doesn't belong in this Mishnah. I mean, somehow or other the Rambam held that once you say Hotzah is Mutter Shelo Letzarach as an exception, Havara is also included. I'm not sure where he gets it from.
Is Havara also not really for price?
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. The Magen Mishnah one says it's a separate limud. But I don't know. He's based from a Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi like that. But yeah, in general, Havara is not... In general, you're not mavir to destroy things. You're mavir for a purpose outside of the asiya of the malacha of Havara. Right? Normally, you're burning it so that the heat generates something. as opposed to most malafas where the actual process is accomplishing something. It could make a pechem, could make a gachelas, you know, a coal of some sort, but doesn't seem that's where the ma'avir comes from. That's where kibbutz comes from, right? I don't know. I don't know where the Ram gets the havar. I don't know. But then it would come out like this: the Rambam holds that really that's why he talks about all malachos. He does not hold from any categorical exclusions. Even hotzah v'havara, it would seem, is only mutter if there's a tzarach hayom. Like Tosfos. Still has to be some benefit in the day, because that's his whole thing later on. He says, Shelo hutra melechas elanos elefiyontov. So he holds, on the contrary, not like the modern Mishnah saying that he holds from absolute exclusions, he holds only from matirin. But he holds you need two matirin. You need a matir of a tzarach, and you need a matir of an intrinsic, and you need the maisa itself to be intrinsically related to the achila. Except for hotzah and havara, where they're never intrinsically related to the achila, that's the only time that just a tzarach is matir.
The only times that you're not going to, when you'll have tzarach layon without the type of melacha being kol nefesh, there's going to be things that are machshirin.
So it's either going to be like a machshir, or, right, it's going to be like machshirin.
Other than havara.
Other than hotzah and havara. So that's what the Rambam reads. And with this in mind, I think the Rambam goes naturally. Kol melacha shechayavan leb Shabbos. Why does he start out with kol melacha? Because he's talking about the absolute. The absolute is, there's one absolute rule. What's the one absolute rule? The only heter is tzarach achila. Right? It has to be for achila, right? Except for hotzah, merishus lerishus, v'havara. Because they never have a tzarach achila in them, right? They never have a tzarach achila in them. That's the only itself. Exception.
What it's for. That's, you're talking about the malacha itself, right?
Well, that's a good question.
That's, no.
Kol malacha shechayavan aleha b'Shabbos im osa osa b'yom tov shelo l'tzarach achila loke. Right? Any malacha that you do, not for the purpose of achila, you're going to get malchus on. Right? That is absolutely true. Except for hotzah and havara. Okay, leave your question alone for a minute. Now, he says, but in order to be mutter, that's not telling you what's mutter. He's not telling you what's mutter yet. He's just telling you what's definitely osa. What is definitely osa? Any malacha you do without the tzarach of achila, right? Not for the tzarach of achila. But what is mutter? If you did it for the tzarach of achila, and it has in its definition achila. Okay? But what Samuel is saying is true, though. According to the Rambam, hotzah and havara don't have to be for achila at all. They don't have to be for achila at all. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. They don't have to be for achila at all. Apparently, once you're matir, the malacha, once you say there's no identity in the malacha of achila, then you can't require it even in the intent, in the tzarach. You have to say it's just hutra. That's mitoch. That's the Rambam's mitoch. That's how he's learning the mitoch of beta. That's the exception. But anything else has to be letzarach achila, but achila doesn't mean achila dafka. It means kol hanos agof. Right? That's it. So what about bona for cheese? It's fine. It's letzarach achila and it's yesh bo achila. He's just talking about. He's just trying to show you over here that that in general. In general, you're not matir the tzarach. The tzarach is not a matir. That's what he's trying to show you over here, right? But it has to be intrinsically. So if I can find a bona that intrinsically is achila, that's good.
So when you say the malacha, it itself is for achila. We're talking about not the category of melacha. We're talking about the act. Like what
that's right. That's right. In other words, if you look at the Rambam down to a very immediate level of heter, that you need a matir. And what does it need to be a matir? It means the maaser you're doing fully has to partake of achilas yom tov. How does it fully partake of achilas yom tov? It has the tzarach of achila, and it's actually a machshir ochel. That is what's matir. That's the heter malacha yom tov. Anything that doesn't have that full category, right? Either because it's like cooking for tomorrow, right? Or it's for today, but it's not actually producing the cheftza. That's usher. Except for otzon avara, which intrinsically never can have the quality anyway. Once they can never have the full quality, because they never produce an ochel, therefore the whole requirement is removed. Makes sense not to say that only half of the requirements are removed. Right. But it's still going to be limited, it would still seem it's limited by the Rambam to some tzarach hayom. Right. To some tzarach hayom. Because that's what he says, like Morris was saying. To burn the challah, he says, is awesome. Because there's no tzarach hayom there at all.
Can you learn that as a bar? But can you learn that as like the fear or something?
Because the whole... No, I don't think you learn that as a fear.
Wouldn't that allow you to have the other challah that you need?
No, he says there's a way to do it. He says you bake it first. He says, ketzad osin, you bake it first. But even that would be a machshir. Oh, you mean havar letzar, that's true. And for a machshir would be good for havar. Because havar doesn't ever produce anything. But he says there's another way to do it, apparently. You bake it all first. So you could bake it first. See, that's a good case. You could bake it. Well, then you have to go with the hoels, right? You have to work out with the hoels. Oh, and then what about the last problem? So what about if you bake for a guy or bake for tomorrow? So then Ram's going to hold that there's no heter of mitoch. That still is an interesting combination, right? There's no heter. It's basically an iser malacha. But hoel saves you. The hoel saves you. It's not clear if that's a deraisa. It's not clear though if you're remaining with an issa deraisa or an issa derabanan. See, the Rosh Ben Ksubas mentions that. But he just seems to say, like, I don't know, it's still not clear from him either. If it's an issa deraisa or if it's an issa derabanan.
And with the hoel, doesn't the hoel get you entirely?
Well, the Rambam says it's usher. He says, but you don't get malchus because of hoel. Ain ofen umavashlam biyom tov kidei l'hachil goyim o'klovim. Right? Or he says, or he also says, hamavashel, ain ofen umavashlam biyom tov shemizeh ma'ashiyocha b'chol. Velo hutra malacha shehi letzarach achila echadei lehenos ba biyom tov. Yep. But if you did it, it would be mitoch. He says, "I'm a vashel biyom tov." Hoel. Oh, lebehema, olenilchol in a lokesh ilu ba'u lorchem, hayosu tavshel roy lehen. Right. It will be roy lehen. So 1 second. So maybe. Right. So I would say you could say like this. That according to the Rambam, that's a case where you have shelo letzarach achila, right? But yesh bo tzarach achila. In other words, the mitoch can tell you that it has in it a tzarach achila. Because since we hold from mitoch, so it's like you're producing food that's really roy for the day. But that can't make your kavana a tzarach achila kavana. So in terms of the asiyas agavra, it's going to be an iser of not doing it for achila. But in terms of the second half of yesh bo tzarach achila, mitoch tells you there is a tzarach achila.
That's in terms of maisa iser.
So it would be an iser. It would be an iser like a maisa iser, but it would be an iser. You'd be violating the iser of doing the malacha shelo letzarach achila. But you won't get malchus because you can't define it completely. as ain botzar chachila. It's a strange idea. We have to think about it. You know what I mean? It's a case where you're. No, what I'm trying to say like this: the Rambam that mitoch is only going to hoil is only going to take you so far. And this was something that sort of should bother you, and I think you know it comes up when you're thinking about mitoch. That if you're going to say mitoch, I keep saying it. If you're going to say hoil, right? So does it really mean I'm cooking for Archim? And let's be honest. Doesn't mean I'm cooking for Archim. Right? It's just we can't say that it's not related to the Yom as a Heftza. Right? Especially the way the Rav was learning it. That he was learning it, that it's like an intrinsic shame in the Heftza, in the Maisa, that you can't call this not a Maisa of Ochel Nefesh. Right? Yeah, but does that mean that if I plan on cooking for tomorrow, it's like I'm planning on feeding Orchim today? Of course not. So if you're going to break it up into two categories, if he's breaking up the Isser into two categories, he's saying the only time you have a Heter is if it's Letzorach Achila and Yesh Bo Achila, right? So then he says, but if I cook for tomorrow, you can't call that Letzorach Achila, but you can't call it Ein Bo Tzarach Achila. Because Mitoch makes it like it's Roy for Achila. Mitoch, that was if I didn't, Hoil. If I didn't say Hoil, then I would say, well, no one's here to eat. So it's not, it's Ein Bo Tzarach Achila. See, I'm learning the Rambam very, very basic. Very, very down to, very concrete. Let's say you didn't hold from Hoil, right? If you didn't hold from Hoil, then baking in the afternoon is considered a malacha she'ein bo tzarach achila. Not because it's not producing a food, but because it's not producing an edible. No one's here to eat. So that's called ein bo tzarach achila. It's like building a house. It's like building a house there's no tzarach achila in the cheftza that I produced. A machshir what? A machshir food? Okay, in abstract, that's very nice, but there are no eaters. So it's the old problem. If a food falls in the wood, no one's there to eat it. Is it the food? No. So mito hoil tells you it's considered yesh bo tzarach achila always. But that doesn't mean that when you do it, you're doing it l'shem achila. If I'm doing it for tomorrow, it's not litzara. It's still shalol litzara achila. I have no use for it. But you can't get malchus because you can't say that the mice itself has no tzara achila. Can't call it like a bona. That's the way I want to wrap things up. If you take a listen to the shvuah here. My father has a different approach, a little different. He wanted to try to break it up in asay and los asay. He has a different approach. You heard it? No. He wants to say there's an asay and a los asay. And when the Ram says it's usur, you're violating the asay. And when he says you don't get malchus because you're not violating the los asay. But you have to work. Yeah, that's a whole different approach of working out what the asay is. And I'm just, you have to listen to it. But just going from where we were coming from, this is what appears to me. All right, you have to see. I'm not holding in that. I just heard it quickly. I have to not holding in the whole this whole sugya there. But all right.